Hey friends, this is Dr. Edwin Roeder, an orthopedic surgeon with Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Whether you have hip, knee, or shoulder problems, or need joint replacements, I'm here to help. I see patients in Mountain Home, West Plains, and Melbourne, ensuring you get the highest quality care close to home. Because when it feels like home, it heals like home.
To schedule an appointment with Dr. Roeder, call 870-424-4710. That's 870-424-4710. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here as Mountain Home is about ready to set to tip off against the Bergman Lady Panthers as starting lineups are just getting called out. We did leave you. We didn't know if it was Paige Smith or Kenley C. that's going to start. Paige Smith is going to get the nod, number three. Calling out starting lineups for Mountain Home. So once again, J.C. Hulitska, she is the daughter of Coach Hulitska. He made the trip to Greenwood to coach for a short while, and then had to leave for health reasons, came back, now part of the Bailey family in Harrison, but they were able to move back, and JC is playing for the Bergman Lady Panthers. Kirsten Lowry, sweet girl, daughter played with her all summer ball. She can shoot the ball. One lady the Bombers are going to have to keep an eye for. Taryn Hall Holt, also very good player, point guard strong, going to be hard. Brinley Collins, as quick as you're going to see, for Bergman and Paige Smith. For Mountain Home, it's been the usual suspects, Lakin Moore, Anna McCarn, Brooklyn Mitchell, Jaylee Yonkers, and Livy Fosness. Matt, it's a battle of two different teams. You got a smaller, kind of quicker Bergman team versus the bigger, stronger. I mean, Mountain Home has the height advantage across the board on every position.
Yeah, I'd like to see Mountain Home work that high-low game a little bit. It's going to be hard for Bergman to keep up with that. But, you know, I talked in the pregame of the traditions of Mountain Home.
Right.
Well, you want to talk about traditions and
Bergman.
Culture. Bergman, they know how to win, and they always have. They're always good. So I think this is going to be a good game. Hopefully Mountain Home will come out on top.
Mountain Home will be going left to right. They are in the white uniforms, blue numerals. Bergman going to be in the blue uniforms with black numerals, and I tell you, it's going to be hard to see for us old guys up here. Mountain Home's going to win the tip. Jaylee Yonkers going immediately in and going to put it up for two. Nice opening tip play as they got the ball quickly to Yonkers. She finishes on the right side. Mountain Home back in a man-to-man as Collins is going to get to Lowry. Lowry going to be guarded by McCarn. Hulitska going to drive the lane. It's going to be up no good, and McCarn comes away with a rebound for the Lady Bombers. Or do you see the height advantage for Mountain Home giving the advantage?
Yeah, that's right. I think that's going to be the case this whole game.
Bergman in a man-to-man. Moore going to drive the lane and go straight up, and they're going to call a jump ball. Good job there by Paige Smith coming underneath Lakin Morris. She took it to the lane. 2-0 here in Mountain Home with early lead, 7:18 left in this first quarter. Bergman going to get out to Hulitska. She's going to try the deep three. It's going to be on the way. No good as Livy Fosness is going to go off the rebound. Paige Smith's going to come away with it from Fosness. She's going to set it up with Collins. Lowry, McCarn on her. Bergman's content to play as Collins is going to take the deep three. It's going to be short, and McCarn's going to come away with a rebound from Mountain Home. Minute 10 gone in this first quarter. Mountain Home up 2-0. Setting up a kind of roll offense. Going to go up, down low to Livy Fosness. Livy Fosness is going to go up and take the harm, as J.C. Hulitska is going to get called for coming underneath. Mountain Home seems like they could probably do that all day. It's kind of a side pick and roll that they run. And, man,
I'm sure that was the game plan coming in. Coach Leonard said, look, we're going to work it in. I don't think they can stop us. We have the height advantage. We have the size. We have the strength.
as Faustus misses the free throw. Collins is going to come away with it. She's going to go coast to coast and finish two. Mountain Home 4-2 lead. Yonkers has Taryn Holt on her out front. A lot of these girls know each other. They all played summer ball with each other. Yonkers going to take it. Nice pick and roll. They're going to get McCarn down low. She's going to miss the chip shot. Anna's going to miss the wide open chip shot. Taryn Holt with it quickly. Going to feed Collins down the left side. She's going to go in for the open layup. Uncontested. Open. 4-4. Mountain Home misses one on easy on the other end. Gives up an easy one on the other end. Brooklyn Mitchell going to step back for three. It's going to be a deep shot. Up, no good. Yonkers, offensive rebound. Going to go up. Try to get the foul. No good. McCarn, rebound. Going to get it. It is going to go up, and it is going to be good. They're going to give the and one. Foul's going to be on Kirsten Lowry. That's going to be her first. Anna McCarn's able to finish the two-point, go to the free throw line here with the chance for the three, and is going to make it. Mountain Home with a 7-4 lead. Bergman back quick is Paige Smith going to put the shot up. No good. McCarn comes away with the rebound. And Mountain Home's going to throw it away on the other end. Mountain Home's going to throw it away on the other end. Our microphone took a hit down here. Heard a thump. That's what you heard.
It got excited on that three-point play.
Mountain Home up 7-4, 5:30 left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home and the man-to-man as Lowry has it, trying to set up the offense. Going to swing it to Collins. 19 to shoot on the shot clock as she goes one-on-one with Whitten Coleman, who checked in during that break. She's going to take it to the hole. Going to get up, and it looks like they're going to try to get you up. They're going to get Whitten Coleman with her foul. So far, the only offense for Bergman has been Brindley Collins. She has all six of their points and is heading to the line. Free throw from Collins. Going to be up, and it is good. And we are tied 7-7 here with 5:16 left in this opening quarter. Mount Home back quickly with it. As Moore, nice spin move against Halitzka. Going to go up, no good. McCarn, get the rebound. She's going to go up, and she is going to be fouled. They're going to get Kirsten Lowry with her second personal foul. They really have no answer right now for Anna McCarn. It's just going to go to the line shooting two.
Yeah, you know, Brad, we've already doubled their rebounding. We have six to their three. We have three offensive. They have one. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
That's going to continue all game. I know you said that earlier, Nostradamus, but it's going to continue.
It's not hard when we've got a 6-8-inch advantage all the way across the board.
Yeah, that's right.
SC is going to check in for Kennessee. He's going to check in. There are C sisters, both of them. Kennessee going to check in for Kirsten Lowry with those two fouls. She had a great game against Highland, I believe is who they played, or someone the other night. She had several points. Flipping, I guess it was. As Collins going to go in. McCarn contests and Whitten Coleman with great defense on Collins. McCarn secures the rebound off the missed shot. Mitchell going to set up the offenses. Yonkers going to take the screen. Going to get it down low to McCarn. Looks like there should have been a foul, but no foul is going to be called. They're going to get Whitten Coleman. That is going to be her second foul. She's going to have to come out early with two fouls as Livy Fosness is coming. No, she's coming in for McCarn. They're going to leave Whitten out there with two fouls. Well, it looked like McCarn got hammered down there. No call. Mountain Home 9-7 lead. 4:30 left here in this opening quarter. C with it. Set the offense. They're going to try to get it to Halitzka. She's going to step back at the top of the key. We know where to go as it gets rotated to Holt. Holt's going to drive. Try to double pump. Up and under. Nice little play by Taryn Holt.
Yeah, that's just a good take. And a good finish.
Brooklyn had Libby Fossus wide open underneath. Unable to get it as Moore has it up top. Going to get Yonkers to the free throw line. Yonkers step back. Three-pointer on the way. And good. Don't let Jaylee Yonkers get hot. That's her fifth point already in this opening quarter as Mountain Home has a 12-9 lead. 3:50 left. Halitzka tries to go against Moore. Loses the ball. It's going to be kicked out to C. 3 points. Going to be on the way. No good. Livy Fossness clears the rebound. Mountain Home back quickly as Jaylee Yonkers tries to get it to Whitten Coleman. The pass is too far for her. SC is going to come away with it for Bergman. Another turnover from Mountain Home as Collins is going to set up the offense. Collins trying to go one-on-one on Mitchell. Nice spin move, left hand off the glass. That is 9 points of the 11 so far for Brindley Collins. Mountain Home in the offense, weave offense. Yonkers spins, nowhere to go, kicks it out. Moore, deep three on the way, rolls around and it goes in. Lakin Moore with the deep three, 15-11, 3 minutes left in this first quarter. A lot of offense going on as Collins, other way, good. Might need to know where 25 is, or 23 for Bergman right now. Mitchell said, I want some of this action. Deep three on the way. No good. Seek secures the rebound for Bergman. And Whitten Coleman is just going to run over C as she takes it. That is her third foul. Mount Home has three team fouls, all courtesy of Whitten Coleman. She gets 5 fouls in the game. She's going to take all 12 of them.
I like how she plays. She's aggressive. She always has been. And that's what this team needs. Everybody has their role.
Yep.
And she'll get after you.
Holt's going to get it, try to get it over to Smith. She's going to kick it out. She's going to take about 7 steps and get called with a ball. 15-13, Mountain Home leading here in this opening quarter, 2:26. It has been the Brindley Collins show. She has 11 points already for Bergman. Mountain Home more of a balanced attack as Moore catches it off the screen. Long three on the way. Jayla Yonkers comes it away, and she is going to get fouled. They're going to get Taryn Holt, it looks like, coming underneath, and that's exactly what happens as Taryn Holt is going to come down after Yonkers pulls away the rebound. Mount Home set to inbound it underneath their own goal with a 15-13 lead. Give it in, give it right back. A little give and go, McCarn to Yonkers. And then Brooklyn Mitchell is going to get on the right side and just drive. Drive the lane, nice aggressive take by Brooklyn Mitchell. She's on the board the first time for tonight. Mount Home 17-13 lead, 2 minutes to go. Back quickly, C for Bergman. Going to put it up. Kennessee with a three. Quick answer on this end. 17-16, a minute 50 left in the quarter. A lot going on so far in this game. Mountain Home going to the pick. Mountain Home's going to go this pick and roll, and Anna McCarn's going to get both hands just completely whacked away. No call. Collins back quickly with it. Coach Leonard not happy with that. But Mountain Home back quickly as Yonkers hits Lakin Anderson. Great give there by Jayla Yonkers. Finding Lakin Anderson, the junior, with her first 2 points. Mountain Home 19-16. Pass going around. Comes out to Hlitska. Hlitska going to drive. Throw it up over the top of McCarn. McCarn altered that shot. Mountain Home comes away with a rebound as Yonkers comes. A minute 10 left. Yonkers going to drive. Kick out to Mitchell. Set a screen. Nice give and go as Lakin comes around the screen, unable to put the layup in. 1 minute to go. Bergman with the ball. Collins, attack. Goes up, and she is going to take a foul from Anna McCarn, much to the dismay of Coach Leonard and Coach Husky. They're mad that she came down. She could go straight up right there right. And defend that shot.
I think they're mad that she came down, and they're a little mad that our girls aren't getting back on D.
That's right. Collins to the line as Anna McCarn gets her first personal foul. Collins' first free throw rattles around. It is good. 19-17, 55 seconds left in this opening quarter. Collins' second free throw up. It is good. 13 points for her on this opening quarter of the 15. She's coming out having a game.
Yeah.
Mountain Home back. Moore, deep three. No good. Ball's going to come away. Collins with the rebound. They do have to shoot before the end of the deal. As Collins is going to throw it to Smith in the corner. She's going to take a deep three. It is going to be good. And Bergman has their first lead as Paige Smith gives them the 21-19 lead. 25 seconds left. Mountain Home back quickly as Lakin Anderson.
That is how you answer.
Is going to answer. One of those, yes, as Mountain Home gets the lead back. 22-21. Back the other way. J.C. Hlitska, three, up, no good. Brooklyn Mitchell going to get the rebound. 10 seconds left. They are going to call one shot. Mountain Home's going to hold for this last shot as it will be our ball to step the second quarter. High pick and roll as Mitchell is going to get it to Anderson. Anderson, three, on the way. No good at the buzzer. Mountain Home is going to take a 22-21 lead after this fast and furious first quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.